Hi, this is Lawrence, Development Manager at Fabrica, with the next in the series of views about our current exhibition. Now it's open, The Elephant Bed. I'm sitting here with John, the artist, and going to ask him to just talk a bit about the show now it's finished and what the experience was like finishing it off, which I'm guessing was a fairly exhausting experience, and then maybe just to give you a bit of an insight into what's going to happen when the exhibition finishes at the end of August. So I'm going to pass you over to John.
Thanks for that. So of course we had a hard drive right at the very end of the last couple nights and days, and I think that one of the biggest surprises has been the way in which the piece is responding to the ink. We have, of course, the show's split into two kind of general areas, one where it's being lowered into this large pool of black ink that we've got, and the ink actually pulled two of the forms down on its own and brought them into the pool much more quickly than we would have anticipated. So that's been interesting. The rest are going to go down more as planned. I think another thing that was really interesting is the way in which the ink is leaching up into the paper. We're getting these sort of finger-like forms that are bleeding up to the top, and they're dark around the edges. So that's been a really interesting surprise. And as far as where we're going to go with the close of the show, we're still working it out, because there's certain logistics in terms of how we're going to navigate things like wind. But we're going to take the 9 pieces that aren't submerged in this bottom of ink and bring it out to the sea, probably directly through the lanes and into the sea, and have each of them walked out by a specific person with a couple of minders. Because these forms are so tall and unwieldy, there'll be a pair of leashes near the top of each. So each piece will be this sort of figure with these disembodied legs that have two minders minding it with a leash on either side. So we'll give you more details on those specifics as we know.
Thanks, John. That's brilliant. I'm really looking forward to what I'm guessing is going to be a fairly bizarre kind of carnival parade down to the beach at the end of August. Obviously, we'll give you more details about that as they become clear. I'm going to sign out now. Apologies for any noise in the background. We're in the gallery. It's just being set up for opening at 12 o'clock. And I'll say goodbye. Cheers.